Lorena Nealon is president of Iliamna Natives Limited.
It has taken a total of 14 or 15 months of coming to this agreement, and it didn't come easy. It was something we really had to work on with Pebble, and the benefits we see as a corporation is providing an economic tool here for our region.
Iliamna Natives Limited owns tens of thousands of acres of land in and around the village and Lake Iliamna. Iliamna is approximately 17 miles southeast of the proposed mine site. The village corporation's agreement grants Pebble the right to develop infrastructure on its lands if Pebble receives the necessary state and federal permits. Specifically, this would allow Pebble to build an alternative ferry landing, a utility corridor, and equipment assembly areas on Iliamna Natives Limited lands north of Iliamna Lake. The corporation sees the deal as another step toward the construction of the mine. Anilin explained that they reached the agreement because they wanted to facilitate a project they believe will provide job opportunities in the region.
We see it as a profit sharing because as a corporation, you are for profit. And if there's anything going on, it'll benefit the shareholders.
Pebble has also agreed to preferred contractor status for INL shareholders. Anilin said they expect the project will lower energy and living costs, provide training opportunities for residents, and boost economic activity in the region. Opposition to the project centers on its potential risk to salmon and wildlife habitat in the area. Anilin says this agreement is part of promoting responsible land management.
Well, that's why we're here at the table. If there's any concerns, we will make sure to, discuss it with them and work with them closely because that's why we did this, and we're not going to just do it. We're not doing it lightly. This is a very serious matter, but we see it as an opportunity for the area. And
this is the second land access agreement Pebble has reached with a Native Village Corporation. It signed the first with the Alaska Peninsula Corporation in November 2018. While Iliamna Natives Limited owns the surface rights to its lands, Bristol Bay Native Corporation owns much of the subsurface rights. Daniel Chayette is the vice president of lands and resources. He said BBNC is disappointed by the deal.
We believe that Pebble's returns and the opportunities it might provide are going to be short-lived. They're largely going to go to people who live outside of the region, and that the mine will do more harm in the long term than any potential economic benefits.
Chayette added that BBNC respects the Iliamna Corporation's right to enter the agreement. The right-of-way agreement depends on whether state and federal agencies approve the mine. The current comment period on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers draft environmental review of the project ends July 1st. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.